If you are hearing this, it is Election Day 2016. Oh joy! The day that the world is forced to accept one or the other. I will be in Fiji, where I have decided to spend the second half of my life in peace. I have voted in every presidential election since I've had the privilege, but can't bring myself to pencil in that little red box for either candidate, and none of the above is not an option. I did vote for the rest of the offices, but just couldn't do it for Crooked Hillary or the Fondling Bully. Asking voters to choose in this election is like asking if they would prefer dying from a flesh-eating bacteria or to be bitten by 100 venomous snakes. Knowing that it does have to be one or the other, let me speculate how things will be different in the White House. Of course, there's never enough gold for Donald, and he will have that White House gilded within an inch of its life on day one with a huge illuminated Trump sign on the roof. In the Fondler's presidential gift shop, monogrammed Tic Tacs. Donald does have his standards. Before he slaps a big sloppy kiss on unsuspecting women, he takes the time to freshen up his potty mouth. Since Trump likes to brand everything within reach, I'm sure he will produce a line of beauty products featuring tangerine tinted face lotion and bulletproof hairspray. He will get rid of all the male White House staffers and replace them with the hottest babes from his beauty pageant Rolodex, assuming they pass the appropriate weight test. To ward off any unwanted groping, Trump's legal team will require that titanium crotch guards be distributed to all the women within a 3-mile radius of the Donald, just in case. Crooked Hillary's big presidential decision is what to do with dear old Bill. If Melania were first lady, no problem. At least she can stay home and look gorgeous, which is not an option for the new first husband. One solution would be to ship him off for a 4-year, all-expenses-paid cruise around the world, courtesy of the Clinton Foundation. If Hillary does not reach her presidential promised land, her head will literally explode off of her neck like Mount Vesuvius. I envision Jack Nicholson's character in The Shining, where he hacks down the door and says, "Here's Johnny." Her first phone call will be to FBI Director Comey, and taking a page from the Donald playbook, she will declare with vigor, "You're fired." Wonder if she will use this opportunity to return all the borrowed furniture that disappeared when they left the White House in 2001. Oh well, election 2016 will go down as the year of the dastardly election debacle. And now that we need him, where in the world is Ricky Meeks?